Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer with Deacon David and Karen Ochoa from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today on August the 29th, we celebrate the memorial of the beheading of John the Baptist, martyr. Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship the Lamb of God on this feast of St. John, who went before Christ in life and in death.
Come, let us worship the Lamb of God on this feast of St. John, who went before Christ in life and in death.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lamb of God on this feast of St. John, who went before Christ in life and in death.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship the Lamb of God on the feast of St. John, who went before Christ in life and in death. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship the Lamb of God on this feast of St. John, who went before Christ in life and in death. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship the Lamb of God on this feast of St. John, who went before Christ in life and in death.
40 years I endured that generation. I said they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship the Lamb of God on this feast of St. John, who went before Christ in life and in death.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship the Lamb of God on this feast of St. John, who went before Christ in life and in death.
Our hymn this morning, Greatest of Prophets Dwelling in the Desert. Let us recite verse 1 and 2.
Greatest of prophets dwelling in the desert, noblest of martyrs, gaining highest merit, you kept your virtue spotless and unsullied, blessed beyond measure. John, mighty patron, by your glorious merits, drive cold indifference from our hardened spirits. Level rough places, straighten crooked pathways. Guide and direct us.
The Lord extended his hand and touched my lips. He ordered me to prophesy to the nations. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord extended his hand and touched my lips. He ordered me to prophesy to the nations.
Herod feared John, knowing him to be a good and holy man, and guarded him carefully. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all, forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all, forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all, forever.
Herod feared John, knowing him to be a good and holy man, and guarded him carefully.
Although John's words disturbed him greatly, Herod enjoyed listening to John. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand.
To deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples. To bind their kings in chains, and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Although John's words disturbed him greatly, Herod enjoyed listening to John.
The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb, he gave me my name. he made me its sharp-edged sword, and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me. You sent your disciples to John, and he gave witness to the truth.
You sent your disciples to John, and he gave witness to the truth.
He was like a brightly shining light,
and he gave witness to the truth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
You sent your disciples to John, and he gave witness to the truth. The friend of the bridegroom, who waits and listens for his return, rejoices when he hears his voice. So now my joy is complete.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The friend of the bridegroom, who waits and listens for his return, rejoices when he hears his voice. So now my joy is complete.
In faith, let us call upon Christ, who sent John to prepare for his coming.
Dawn from on high, break upon us.
Your coming caused John the Baptist to leap for joy in his mother's womb.
Help us to rejoice at your coming among us.
Dawn from on high, break upon us.
Through the life and preaching of the Baptist, you showed us the way to repentance.
Turn our hearts to follow the commandments of your kingdom.
Dawn from on high, break upon us.
You willed that your coming among men should be announced by John the Baptist.
Send new heralds to proclaim you throughout the world.
Dawn from on high, break upon us.
You wished to be baptized by John in the Jordan to fulfill all that the Father required.
Help us to do the Father's will.
Dawn from on high, break upon us.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God, our Father, you called John the Baptist to be herald of your Son's birth and death. As he gave his life in witness to truth and justice, so may we strive to profess our faith in your gospel. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
This concludes our morning prayer on this memorial of John the Baptist, his beheading, and my birthday, by the way.
I was going to say that. Happy birthday, dear.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Bye.